Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser, hanging with you guys here on this Tuesday. We got a lot going down in the National Football League, which we will set the table and get you caught up to speed in about 15 minutes to begin the third hour of the show at 5 o'clock. Dylan Gabriel named QB2 in Cleveland. The Patriots just cut their former first-round pick, Cole Strange, who started 29 games for them on the offensive line. And the Falcons' offensive tackle, Caleb McGarry, out for the season with the season-ending knee injury. We reported, of course, a couple of weeks ago, McGarry carted off the practice field. Players were surrounding him. They cut the music off. It sounds like it's a very, very serious injury for Caleb McGarry, as he will be done before the season even begins, which will be a big hole for Michael Penix Jr.'s blind spot on that Atlanta Falcons offensive line. But we wanted to get to a little college football prop betting here to wrap up this second hour. And PJ, it sounds like there was a guy that you really wanted to give out for the college football prop betting, but I do want to bring on our guy Tyler Morales as well. I don't know if we have Tyler's shot all set up and logged in, but like, we'll get Tyler good to go. Mike, let us know when you have Tyler ready to rock. But the college football prop betting market, not as robust as what we get in the National Football League, but it's starting to gain a little bit of steam here. Tyler, I want to get your thoughts first here before we get to PJ. Your process in terms of betting the college ball props, and also a couple of guys that you're eyeing for week one coming up starting on Thursday.
Yeah, so I think early on in college football, it's like we really don't know who's playing in a lot of these games or who is starting. This is going to be the first games a lot of these people are going to be playing. We're going to see a ton of guys on new teams. This sounds basic. Find a beat reporter and read what he's saying about these depth charts, because it is when you look at the depth charts for these teams, it's a lot of player or another player or another player. So it's going to look like there's going to be like four different people starting at a position. It sounds easy. Just read up on these teams you want to on some of these games you're trying to target. So for a game that early on that I've been waiting to attack this team all offseason, isn't this Auburn-Baylor game? I'm very bullish on this Auburn offense. They got Jackson Arnold from Oklahoma. Jackson Arnold got an awful offensive line in Oklahoma. This Auburn offense is basically, it's Hugh Freeze as the coach, and they got a brand new offensive line and some really good receivers. Baylor's the defense, not great. Brand new secondary this year. Guys I'm targeting, Jackson Arnold over in passing yards. Cam Coleman over in receiving yards. Eric Singleton over in receiving yards. I know these three guys. Those are three guys. Eric Singleton was the number one portal receiver, and Cam Coleman's probably the third rated receiver for the 2027 class, and their props are low. So Cam Coleman, you can get like a 69.5. Eric Singleton, they don't even have listed yet. It probably will come within the next couple of days. But like, the Auburn offense is, like, in my opinion, full go, high total. I think the Auburn offense could put it on this Baylor secondary early on. So I'm attacking Jackson Arnold, Cam Coleman, and Eric Singleton. Like, that was where immediately my mind went when PJ mentioned that we have college football props.
I mean, I absolutely love that. PJ, what do you think about that? Like, the Auburn passing game is where Tyler's going. Because Jackson Arnold, we saw it last year in Oklahoma. It was bad. Like, really, really bad. But it sounds like we're a little bit more optimistic about Arnold now with Hugh Freeze in Auburn, where we have seen a couple of college football folks that cover the sport nationally say that maybe Auburn might be a dark horse team in the SEC.
They definitely could be. I mean, they have a tough schedule. They do get Bama and Georgia at home this year. But I'm with Tyler, man. This offense has the potential to be really, really good. And last year, you know, some of these teams like Oklahoma, Michigan, these teams like didn't have a quarterback that could throw a forward pass. Auburn was kind of the same way. You know, they were trotting Peyton Thorne out there every single week. They had weapons that they could get the ball to, but they just had nobody capable of actually getting them the ball. This year, I think they have that in Jackson Arnold, who I think is going to be good in that Hugh Freeze system. Hugh Freeze is a great offensive play caller, and like Tyler said, man, they're weapons on offense. I mean, Coleman's a stud. Singleton from Georgia Tech is awesome. And, you know, Baylor's defense, I mean, they're like, not great. They're okay, but I think Auburn's going to be able to move the football. So I think looking at those Auburn receivers is a good look. I think, like, an Auburn team total over against Baylor is probably a good play in that game as well. But, yeah, Auburn's definitely a team to watch in the SEC. The schedule is hard, but if Arnold turns out to be a really good player, their defense is going to be very good. And again, their receiving room's as good as anybody's in the SEC. If Arnold turns out to be good, Auburn could surprise some people this season.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm admittedly kind of just like not in on the Auburn Tigers, but like this is a team that I will definitely be watching early on to see, okay, where am I wrong? What am I not seeing? Because if it looks really good in this Baylor game, maybe that's a chance to maybe back this squad. I don't know if to win the SEC, I would never do that because I think there's just like teams on different levels, but potentially to maybe make the SEC title game or to make the playoff, I think that could be a route to back Auburn. Tyler, is there another game that you're kind of eyeing before we get to some of the games that PJ likes and the props that he's looking to hammer this upcoming weekend?
Oh, absolutely. There is a game that I think there is a massive mismatch compared to like all these other games going on Saturday. Alabama has one of the highest rated talents on their roster. They have a ton of good players. It's probably as good as we've ever seen in terms of the last like 5 years for Alabama. They're going against Florida State, who's kind of remade this whole offensive line. In my opinion, Florida State will not be able to block Alabama on offense or on defense. So when I saw the props listed came out, there is no Jam Miller. He's out for a few weeks. Alabama's backup running back Richard Young has a prop of 68.5. If I think this game's gonna go how I see it, Alabama's gonna be able to run all over these guys. I don't really think I think there's such a mismatch in the trenches between these two teams that like we're gonna be questioning like Mike Norvell's future like after the first game of the season. So I like Richard Young's overs rushing yards at 60.5. That was one that immediately stood out to me. I think Alabama is going to absolutely destroy Florida State.
You lay in it, that 13.5?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite bet of the weekend. It's Alabama against Florida State. Oh. I'm not even kidding. I think this is going to get, like, this might be a public safety issue by the third quarter. That's the kind of game I'm expecting here.
Fans are going to be throwing objects on the field out there at Doak Camp, which is like, boo, get Norvell out of here. They're probably going to be yelling worse things than get Norvell out of here. But yeah, based on how last year went, if it's what Tyler says on Saturday, boy, Mike Norvell, start looking on Zillow, buddy. Like, get ready to learn Redfin. Like, it's not going to work out there for you. PJ, what games are you identifying from a prop standpoint this week in college football?
So I think for week one, like Tyler said, it's tough to know the skill position players that are going to be like kind of the top targets for some of these teams. We know like Jeremiah Smith for Ohio State, Ryan Wingo for Texas, right? Like a lot of these top players, sure. But some of those like secondary receivers, maybe these teams that have like running back by committee, what they're going to look like. The one thing we know is who's starting at quarterback for all these teams. So I really look at quarterback props or like anytime touchdown props usually in the first couple weeks of the season. And then Ohio State game that we were touching on, Femi, I look at that one and I look at Notre Dame with CJ Carr. Both of those teams in top 10 matchups with good defense that don't mind playing in a low-scoring game. I think both Notre Dame with CJ Carr and Ohio State with Julian Sain having young QBs, not wanting them to make mistakes, I would expect them to not throw for many yards. So you're looking at Julian saying his is about 235.5. CJ Carr is about 186.5. I think both of those guys are not going to do all that much through the air. I really like the Sain number. I mean, his number and Arch's number are about the same. Like, I don't agree with that. I think Arch's number should be higher than Sain, especially with Sain having a new OC. And you think about Texas last year, right? I mean, we all watched Jeremiah Smith go for like 800 yards against Oregon, and Texas did a great job on Jeremiah Smith. Now, they do lose some guys in the secondary, but you know that will be obviously the focal point of their defense is to take away number four. It's easier said than done, but they did as good a job as anybody did last season, and I would expect them to do a pretty good job again, right? And if he can't go to his security blanket, well, then Sain's going to have to make other decisions, and I don't think Ohio State's going to put him in that situation all too much. So his underpassing yards I like a lot. And then when you have Jeremiah Love and you're on the road and you have a top defense, like, why would you drop back 25 times with a freshman quarterback? Just give the ball off, right? Lean on your defense. Mm-hmm. Do all that stuff. So those two right away jumped out to me.
Oh, man, Jeremiah Love. I can't wait to watch him this year. Like, he is so damn fun. Just please stay healthy because he be hurtling folks. Like, do not land weird on your knee or something like that. Like, stay healthy because, like, that dude is electric. I was saying that last year might have been a hot take. I thought he was the best running back in the country last year. And I know Ashton Jeanty exists and all that stuff, but I thought Jeremiah Love was legitimately the best running back in the country. Call me crazy. I know what I saw. That dude is special. I think he's going to be special at the next level as well. Tyler, I've been talking to PJ about some of these young quarterbacks. We haven't really discussed which ones that you like to pop this upcoming season. So, like, when you factor in Arch Manning, Julian Sain, Dante Moore, you got Austin Simmons at Ole Miss, obviously Bryce Underwood at Michigan. Which of these young quarterbacks are you most excited about? Like, which one, if you had to plant your flag on one of these guys, who would it be and why?
So in terms of, like, winning the Heisman, like, I really don't want to win the Heisman, but in terms of just, like, on the field watching, to me, I think Lenore Sellers is the best quarterback in the country. I don't know how good South Carolina is going to be. I don't think he's going to win the Heisman this year. But in terms of just, like, talent, like, we've seen Lenore Sellers last year. I think he's outstanding. I'm also excited to see Ty Simpson playing. It seems like Ty Simpson's more of what DeBoer wants in the quarterback. And now that he has Ryan Grubb back as his OC as Alabama, I think Simpson could have a monster year. And Austin Simmons is another guy I'm really excited for. I have, like, this whole conspiracy theory that, like, Jackson Dart and Trey Harris aren't really going to be that good NFL players. And this is the first time we're going to see Lane Kiffin with, like, a legit quarterback in Austin Simmons. So Austin Simmons is a guy I'm really, really want to see. And John Mateer as well. He's not young. He played last year, but there's a handful of quarterbacks. I want to see what's going on with Arch. I want to see him actually play a real team before I start giving out these outlandish takes on him.
Yeah.
Dude, like, the takes are wild on Arch, PJ. Like, people, they are. What people say about Arch is, like, generational player. I'm like, are we sure? Like, he looks like he's kind of small. Like, I don't know if he's generational, but, like, Sellers, it almost feels like this time next year, we're going to be talking about Sellers in, like, the offensive rookie of the year market. Is he going number one overall? Like, I know everyone's been talking about Aller and all that stuff at Penn State, and I like Penn State a lot this year, but Sellers, based on what Tyler's saying, like, he might actually be the guy once we get into, like, January, February, March, when you take a look at the NFL. So a lot of excitement with these young quarterbacks in college football. Last year wasn't the year of the quarterback. It was more of a transition year, as we saw with this NFL draft. We've got Cam Ward and Jackson Dart as the first-round picks. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy. This year, it feels like the quarterbacks are going to once again take center stage on Saturdays, and I can't wait to see how it all unfolds starting this weekend with the big noon kickoff game, Texas and Ohio State. On the other side, we'll begin hour number three here on You Better You Bet, breaking down all the big headlines from NFL cutdown day and the Browns' new QB2 out there in Cleveland. It's all coming at you next year on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.